Now, after a long refurbishment project and indeed a large extension, the Ballyshannon Hospital was recently reopened on the site of the old Shiel Hospital in Ballyshannon. And indeed, he attended the reopening along with Minister Butler and a whole lot of other dignitaries, and everyone was there and everyone was delighted to see a new facility in place. It's an 80-bed facility. However, less than 30 of those beds are occupied due to shortage of staff. And that was the case a couple of months ago when it was opened, and it's still the case today. So we need to put a situation in place where we can ensure that when the state is spending a lot of money, which needs to happen, for to provide services, mainly for older people in a town like Ballyshannon, that we have the staff in place for to be able to ensure that those facilities can be utilised to their full potential. That is not happening. And I think, you know, we need to step up to the mark here, and government need to employ the level of staff that's required, both in nursing and in other services, to ensure that those beds can be occupied. Because I have people who are in hospital who can't get out of hospital, who want to go home, who want to get to other services,
and it is simply
creating a situation which is intolerable in a small area where this community needs it.
Thanks, Deputy Kenny, for raising that issue in relation to Ballyshannon and the community hospital and the fact that there's unoccupied or unused beds in that new facility. In a brand new facility, yeah, and let me speak directly to Minister Butler, who is obviously familiar with it if she was with you at the opening. And I'll speak to Minister Butler and I'll ask her to come back to you directly and see what we can do.
Deputy Michael Healy-Ray.